This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Obviously, getting accustomed to watching you on a practice, your mannerisms, what you do.
What'd you think?
Well, I was going to ask you the amount of agitation you saw today. Is that typical Ben Johnson, or is that just early growing pains with what's going on?
Saw agitation today? Yeah. Yeah, no, I thought that was normal. So I'll work to get my body language under control. I'm talking about that with the players, so I need to do a better job myself. I'm on it.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
That was Ben Johnson answering Adam Hoge's question about the way he reacts to things inside of practice. And it's, if you're listening to the Spiegel and Holmes show, it's not a surprise to you. And we'll talk with Adam Hoge about that. He joins us now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Hoger, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. We had Lomas Brown on the show a few weeks ago, and one of the things that he left us with was, you better get ready for Ben Johnson practices, because Ben Johnson practices are no joke. You're going to see a level of intensity that you're not used to seeing. Now that you've had a chance to experience it, what did you take away from it?
I mean, I loved it, guys. It seems silly that we were ever even like wondering when we were talking about Ben Johnson for months, right back in the fall, when we knew the Bears were looking for a new head coach. If, like, will this guy be able to command a room? Because that already seems like it's a silly question. I think he's answered that one emphatically. And it's funny because so technically yesterday's practice was like the third practice I had seen, if you're including rookie minicamp. But rookie minicamp a couple weekends ago, I could barely find Ben Johnson on the field. Like, that wasn't a real practice compared to what this was yesterday. And really, so it's Tuesday, Wednesday, the first couple practices that they've really had as a team, the third phase of the offseason program, when you could actually get out there with helmets on and run a practice. And it was honestly fun to watch. I mean, Lawrence, you've been out there many times watching Bears practices over the years, and it was a level of intensity I had not seen. Now, it's only one practice, but certainly as you guys brought up here to start this segment, like, we've sort of heard rumblings of this, and now to see it with my own eyes, it was pretty entertaining.
How about the involvement of the assistants, some high-profile assistants and some others who we've gotten to learn and know about, but, you know, it's got to be an extension, and it's got to be a unified group. Do you see any interaction that you liked in that way?
Yeah, let me give you guys some examples, because I think it's a great question, Speaks. So for one thing I found interesting was that during the individual period of practice, on the defensive half of the field, because remember they were inside the Walter Payton Center yesterday, so a little bit limited space because they're all operating on one field. But on the defensive half, they actually had every single position group rotated through what I'll just call, because everybody will understand this, the peanut punch drill. So Al Harris, being the DB's coach, not surprisingly, running, you know, a drill where someone's holding the ball, the other teammate comes in and punches it out. But, you know, when they started that with the defensive backs, oh, that makes sense. Like, they should be doing that, especially here in Chicago. But then they had the linebackers do it. Then they had the defensive line do it. And as they rotated, they were working with Al Harris the entire time, who's the DB's coach. I don't know that I've seen that before, so I thought that that was interesting. At this point, Eric Bieniemy's been the same guy in every practice, including rookie minicamp, where he's just on those, he's just on those guys. And we're going to have to get used to that the entire time. It is entertaining to watch because for whatever reasons, the running backs end up right in front of the media where they have a stand. And so those guys are I think they're already used to that part of it. And then I thought Dennis Allen. So a lot of times you'll see the defensive coordinator stand on the So if, let's say they're in team offense versus defense. The defense coordinator will be on the defensive side of the field. He was actually on the offensive side. I don't know if that's just because he's used to being over there from his time of being a head coach, but he, Ben Johnson, and Declan Doyle, the offensive coordinator, were all pretty close to each other for most of practice, and you could kind of see them interacting. And I like that because let's not forget, yes, Dennis Allen's here because he's a good defensive coordinator in this league and very highly qualified, but he also has that head coaching experience. So I think everybody thinks he can be a sounding board for Ben Johnson too. So kind of having those guys in the same vicinity, I thought was interesting as well.
Watching how all of this stuff is playing out is a lot of fun as we get to know a coach. And I know that you've been through this multiple times of getting to know the new coach and see what they're about and trying to read the tea leaves between now and when games actually start. So we're not going to hold you to any of the thoughts that you have at this point in the season because we're not in the season yet. What did you think of the Seth Wickersham piece and Ben Johnson's reaction to it?
Well, I liked how Ben handled it. Didn't even wait for a question, just attacked it head on. I think rightly stacked it in the order of things he needed to address in an opening statement after a practice. And then he knew follow-ups were going to come. And, I mean, he handled each one. I like that he admitted that he had a conversation with Caleb about it because that shows you that they're not dismissing it completely, which, I mean, nor should they. But the right message, too, is...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Look, I wasn't here when that happened. I'm just here really because look at it. Ben Johnson's here to change all this. We all know the narratives. We all know the history of the Chicago Bears and the struggles, not just at quarterback, but in a lot of different areas. And the whole point of Ben being here is to fix a number of different things, but especially the quarterback position. And Grody had a great question, you know, bringing up the idea that apparently Carl Williams brought up pre-draft, which is, you know, I don't necessarily want my son going to the place where quarterbacks go to die. I think every father out there can understand that thinking. But Ben Johnson says, I love it. And he wants to change that narrative. So I don't know that a coach could have handled all that better than he did yesterday. And I think that's got to give you a lot of confidence for how he might handle conflicts in the future, because I bring this up almost every day on our shows. We're still in the honeymoon phase, and we don't truly know these coaches until they've lost three games in a row, at least. And sometimes it's more than that. Unfortunately, it has been under the past head coaches. And then all of a sudden, you know, Matt Eberflus's glow up last year and the new haircut and everything and the fade didn't matter once that Hail Mary happened. And then the true colors start to come out. And the same thing kind of happened under Matt Nagy. So we don't know all that yet. We'll find out. But based on what I saw yesterday, him handling kind of his first true test in terms of any type of drama, I think he passed it with flying colors.
Yeah, you know, the vibes are good. Our belief in him as a communicator and a leader is in a really good spot. And then we'll see how it plays out when things arise. Schematically, do you have a sense of what the ask of Caleb Williams is going to be that will be different than what the asks of Jared Goff were? Because the skill sets are different and the experience is different. The eyes and the knowledge is different.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, and they're very different. I mean, one, it would be silly to think that Caleb Williams especially this fast, two practices in, would be anywhere near the same universe of Jared Goff in terms of understanding what's supposed to happen or understanding what he's looking at pre-snap. And I imagine that in some respects that at least contributed to the level of agitation that Ben Johnson kind of had in practice yesterday. And that's going to be adjustment for him too, understanding that there's just no world in which at any point this year, Caleb Williams will have the experience of Jared Goff. On the other hand, Caleb Williams has an immense amount of talent and certainly has mobility that Jared Goff does not. So how Ben Johnson utilizes that, I'm fascinated to see. At this point, way too early for me to know the answer to that. I will tell you the thing that I'm probably fixated on the most beyond just what I see from Caleb kind of handling things pre-snap and what he's looking at and perhaps like what Drew Dahlman's pointing out at center. I think his level of intelligence and experience in this league will greatly help Caleb Williams. But beyond that, more simplistically, this ask of him to go under center more is super interesting to me, because that's definitely an area that Ben Johnson really liked Jared Goff operating. And I am a believer, and I think Ben Johnson believes that in general, play action works better when you're under center. Now there's drawbacks to it, putting your back to the defense. And some quarterbacks are just never as comfortable under center, especially when they've been operating shotgun as much as Caleb Williams has over the years. He's done some of it, but this does seem to be a big ask for him. I'm almost surprised that they're going to push him into it as much as they seemingly are. And I think we're going to see some growing pains there, especially in the summer and probably in the training camp. So that adjustment and how quick Caleb takes it or doesn't take it will be a huge, it'll determine a lot of how much they actually use that once we get to the regular season.
What are you hearing as far as his preparation for this?
Well, I mean, I know that it's regardless of what Ben Johnson wanted, I know it's something that Caleb Williams wanted to get better at and more comfortable with. So I think when you just think of a to-do list that any athletes, and especially a football player, is going to go into an offseason with, like, hey, I want to get better at this, this, and this, that had to be somewhere on that list. So that's the good thing. I think there's buy-in from Caleb Williams to get better under center. But that's different than what the execution ends up actually being. And I don't want to make it seem like I'm creating too much doubt about this. We've all been through, like, even yesterday, I almost had to roll my eyes when all of a sudden we're having a conversation about now his left foot's forward again. And it's like, we did this with Justin Fields. We did this with Mitch Trubisky. Like, I get it. It's true. Left foot forward, quick game. It should help you. But it didn't really make a difference in the past. with the pass quarterbacks. It doesn't mean it's going to make a difference, won't make a difference with Caleb Williams, but we just end up in these cycles all the time. And I think we all sort of feel that fatigue a little bit, that it's just like, okay, whatever it is, whatever foot, whatever your under center shotgun, can we just see some more success regardless? And I do believe Ben Johnson, I think he has ideally what he wants to do, but also a limit to what he's going to force these players to do if they're not really comfortable doing it. And that is an extremely important thing in the NFL, because I've seen way too many coaches come through Hallis Hall and try to force guys to do stuff they're not good at. And they both end up, both players and coaches end up outside this building very, very fast.
Adam, give us a couple things that the coaches really need to learn between now and training camp. Like things they can utilize their time with during the OTAs and the mini camp between now and training camp to learn.
That the coaches need to learn?
Yep.
Well, I think the number one thing is they need to learn what they have in these players, which is kind of what we've been talking about here specifically with Caleb. But, you know, one of the things about coaching, maybe the most important thing about coaching, is understanding that every single player you're dealing with, really, no matter what level you're coaching, takes coaching differently. And so, you know, I think you have to have what you believe in, but you also have to learn that how to get that message through to every single player differently. Now, certainly there's a limit. If a guy's just not going to take coaching at some point, you say goodbye, you know, you put them on, you cut them and you move on. That certainly happens a lot. But understanding what they have here, even like an example, like yesterday, guys, I'm sure you guys have talked about this, but Cole Kmet sort of getting lit up by Ben Johnson in the moment. Like that's not him going after a rookie. That's going after, you know, one of your vets, one of your team captains who's on a second contract. That's, if you're on that practice field and you don't notice that, I mean, you better, because that's kind of sending a whole message to the team when you do that. So pushing those buttons, understanding what they can do, what they can't do, I think is probably the most important thing. And then, you know, I don't want to ever make anything too much about the media, but I do think that there is a balance too. Anytime these coaches come to Chicago, depending on where and what markets they've been coaching them before, you do kind of have to learn that this is a different animal. This is not Detroit. If you're Ben Johnson, you know, Eric Bieniemy has been in other markets, but Kansas City's not quite Chicago. So there's like a little bit of that you have to figure out. Certainly for Dennis Allen, Chicago's very different than New Orleans, where they only have like a few people covering the team. So I think that that's part of that too, before we get into the season, because everything in this town, as we know, is super analyzed, just like we're doing here on this interview right now.
You better believe it. Hoger, as always, we appreciate you. Check out Adam Hogue on CHGO. He does an incredible job of covering the Bears, and the Hogue and Johns podcast is one of the most popular in the city. There's no doubt about that. Be well, sir.
Appreciate you guys. Always love talking football with you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.